T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Doo-doo-doo.
It's Friday.
From the Brian and Stratton Studios.
Saturday blue.
Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, it's good morning. It's Chuck and
Football Friday.
That's Chuck and Winkler.
Monday's Blick. Oh, sorry. I was doing a little Cure.
Yeah, that's good.
How are we looking, everybody? Oh, wait. That's an hour too soon.
All right. We're on the air, so... we're good. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. User error. It's my first day. It's my first day on the job. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. We came up with this idea for a segment earlier today, and we called it Packer Predictions.
Yeah.
Now, Chuck and I were talking during a break, Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan, if you didn't know, and Chuck said, let's come up with some sort of Packer Prediction segment. Let's call it Packer Predictions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that's going to be kind of hard, Chuck. Are you sure that listeners are going to be able to figure out what we're doing? And he said, let's just try it.
Let's just try it.
See what happens. And then it worked.
It worked. How about that? We came up with a topic 2 minutes before we were supposed to come back on the air.
Yeah. And again, it's real simple. You call us, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Email live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Your Packer predictions. It went well, so I don't want to jinx it, but I kind of want to change the segment.
Well, I thought about this. We could either call Packer Predictions, or what do people say about each other all week? So you think the Packers are going to win on Sunday? And we could have called it that.
So, oh, no, I do like that for real.
What's that?
Yeah.
So do you think the Packers are going to win on Sunday?
Yeah. Let's change it to that.
I'm good. Okay.
What I wanted to do is also get Brewer predictions if you wanted to in with those too.
Yes. So how do you think the Brewers are going to do this weekend? How about that?
So how do you think our teams will do this weekend?
Yeah.
414-799-1250.
Are the Brewers in this?
So how do you think our teams will do this weekend?
How do you think our teams will do this weekend?
You know, it was about a year ago at this time that the Brewers swept the Cubs in a series. And then I wanted to do a blue and gold Monday instead of a green and gold Monday. That's where we were at with the Brewers. Mm-hmm. And now this weekend, if the Brewers sweep the Cardinals, should we just... screw any Packer talk on Monday again and just go all Brewers?
Well, we may have to do 50-50.
If they sweep the Cardinals.
Well, there'll be a game out. The best they can do is be a game behind the Cardinals.
If they're a game behind the Cardinals at Monday morning, things are going to get a little crazy around
here. It is. Oh, yeah. Just like last year. Yeah. Yeah. Was it a weekday series they swept the Cubs, or was that a weekend series?
I think it was
year?
A weekend because I know weekend? On Monday I wanted to do the blue and gold Monday, and I think I started the show in the hallway. And you did the show on the radio, and I was doing a show in the hallway.
Oh, on the internet?
On the internet.
Yeah. Well, we do some crazy things around here.
And then nobody was watching, so I came back on the air. It flopped.
Yeah, it flopped.
But this segment did not. This segment is called, so how do you think the Packers will do on Sunday?
Yeah, what do you think the Packers will do on Sunday?
And this segment today, because of the Brewers, so how do you think the Brewers will do this weekend? So that's what we're doing. 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. I think that the Packers will lose to the Vikings. Sadly, I did say it. 21-20.
Yeah.
I think the Brewers drop 2-3.
I'm with you on the Brewers. I think that I was on the internet yesterday and saying the Brewers weren't going to lose another game this year. I was kind of being facetious of people, you know, because I get people tweeting at me saying, well, we know if the Brewers lose another game, who to blame? Okay, well, whatever. But I think the Cardinals will take 2-3 this weekend. I think they will. I have a feeling the 7-game winning streak will come to an end tonight. But you and I are on our opposite ends on the Packer game, because I think Green Bay all the way, 34-14.
I think with the Brewers, we're going to be reminded, whether it's tonight or tomorrow, that the Brewers just played the Marlins. I mean, a 4-game sweep is an achievement.
I don't care who you play.
But it is the Marlins.
I don't care if you're playing the Corey Lindell softball team. I mean, this is a big deal. winning four games, sweeping a series against anybody at this, especially in September when it's pennant race time. So those were four gut-wrenching games that they had to hold on to. So, yeah, we'll see what they have left for St. Louis this week.
So give us a call, 414-799-1250. Text your friends while you're on hold that you're about to be on the radio. Trav is in Brown Deer. Trav, how do you think our teams will do this weekend?
They're going to be excellent. And I don't got the Packers, 30-20.
30-20? A Packer route. I like it, Trav. Why is that? Tell me why.
And, because I think they get it going. I think the receivers, I mean, I think they just have a breakout game. And playing at home, too, you know. So the Brewers, I think, I'm like you guys. Just get one, you know.
Well, one is not going to be good enough to win a division title because they'll be five games out going into the final 2 weeks.
Well, we gotta just stay with the Cubs. Let's not get greedy here and think that this Yelich-less team can win the NL Central
now. But that's why we're excited about the series of the Cardinals.
I'm happy right now. The Cubs would be out if the playoffs were to start today. You got to give yourself a chance.
Well, I think we'd be playing that one game playoff with the Cubs, wouldn't we?
I don't know. The Brewers are, if you look at the standings, it goes Brewers, Cubs, but they would play that out.
They would.
There's no like wild tiebreakers like in the NFL. Baseball likes to play things out.
No, there'd be a game 163.
Yeah, so they'd play it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would be at Miller Park. Yeah. Any of these potential wild card situations would be at Miller Park against any of these teams because the Brewers have the season series against all the teams in competition with them.
You know, last year,
unless something happens with the Cardinals, then I don't know.
I remember last year on the MLB Network when they were giving baseball predictions. The Brewers had the best record of the National League. Yet the guys on the MLB Network were talking about everybody in baseball about winning a World Series. And they said, oh, don't count on the Brewers either. And I'm like, they had the best record of the National League last year. Of course, they were one of the favorites. I was reading a column by Richard Justice on MLB.com. And he was talking about contenders and all that. And he said
he prefers to go by Dick Justice.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Well, after reading his comment.
The Ryan Horvath story.
After reading his comments, I'm going to call him Dick Justice because he said, oh, you know what? Don't count at the Brewers. Don't count at the Brewers. Yeah, of course don't count at the Brewers. They're the second wild card team right now in a one-game playoff with the Cubs. But, yes, of course don't count at the Brewers. So, yeah, of course. We're all in on the Brewers. I'm all in.
And I joined you earlier this week, and then Christian Yelich got hurt that night.
I like it.
My fault.
No. You're not. You're still all in. You're still all in.
Mike is in Franklin. Mike, how do you think our teams will do this weekend? 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Hey, guys. First time calling in a long time.
That qualifies.
Feels like the first time.
Yeah.
You get the Bart version. Cool. Yeah.
Packers 24-17. I think Aaron Jones is a stellar day. I think Rodgers maybe tosses a touchdown, maybe around 250. And I think the Brewers get swept. As sad as I am to say it, they couldn't do much with Yelich in the lineup against the Cardinals. I don't see how they are going to do anything without him in the lineup.
I can see what the prop bet is on Aaron Rodgers' passing yardage against the Viking defense this weekend. Because I kind of like Aaron over, whatever it is, as long as it's not like 350.
Oh, see you, Mike.
Harvey's usually to go. Harvey usually knows those numbers right off the top of his head. Harvey, do you know any idea about that?
I'll take a look right now. I think I saw 270, I want to say, but I'll make sure.
270? That seems kind of high.
Yeah, I might go under that.
Yeah.
Problem is.
But I still like it.
Well, Devontae had four catches last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to get better. Who's the second guy, though, to take attention away from Devontae?
Well, Geronimo Allison.
He had no catches last week.
No. But he's still going to be the second. So what? I mean, he's not going to have no catches all year. He's still good. He's going to factor in heavily. Yeah, I think Devontae is going to have his plays. You know, I think Geronimo Allison's going to get into the equation. I think he's going to be fine. I think the receiving, they're going to. I still take over. I still like over that 275.
Let's talk to Brew Crew Sue, 414-799-1250. Sue, how do you think our teams will do this weekend?
Okay. At Lambeau, you got to go with the Pack. That's for sure. So they're going to pull that one out. And, of course, my Brewers, what can I say? A sweep in Miami, sweeping their way to St. Louis. Yes.
So they're going to rattle off 10 in a row here is what you're saying.
They can do it. They can do it. I'm not sure it will be done, but why not?
Can they catch the Cardinals?
Not sure about that, though. Mm. At the beginning of the season, I kind of thought the Cardinals would take the division. But I really hope the Brewers do, but I don't know if it can happen. But hey, you know, it's 162 games. Who knows? Baseball is so unpredictable.
I was hoping St. Louis was going to get beat yesterday by Colorado. It was a wild game early, back and forth, and then the Cardinals just blew right by them.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. Cardinals kind of scare me.
Yeah.
Cubs are done. I'm not worried about the Cubs. But hey, my crew, they come up with the unexpected when you're not expecting it. So, yeah.
Just when you want to quit on the Brewers, man, they make things interesting. But you know what they always do, Sue? They always kick you in the stomach at the end of the day for some reason.
Yeah, I know. It's painful.
Yeah.
Even though you're expecting something good, it is kind of, you watch those games and it's like, you're biting your fingernails down to the grill.
Hey, we just got to, the three of us just got to enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Got to enjoy every single moment of this ride.
But I thought
enjoy the ride.
I thought they'd have one slip up against Miami. I thought they'd have one slip up against
Miami. See you, Sue. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
I thought somehow they were going to find something was going to happen fluky that they'd lose that one of those games against Miami. And it didn't happen.
Would you be okay with this idea if we did our show every day and just had Sue on the line and she could just chime in whenever?
Yes.
So she could be on hold. She could be on the air for 4 hours.
How about we call it this? Chuck and Winkler featuring Sue.
Easy. Sue didn't put in her dues.
Harvey's up for a name change of the show.
Sue's not at Miller Park on Saturday hounding Craig Council for some audio for the 15th straight day.
Harvey's always the fed.
Yeah, since the mic's open, you got anything else you want to get off your chest?
Sue's not there when Manny Machado is signing with the Dodgers, so he's got to take off from his kids' play to go get there to interview Manny Machado, who nobody even likes.
I feel like Harvey uses this show to air out his grievances.
Harvey's like the Andrew Yang of the fan. I watched 5 minutes. There was a Democratic debate last night. I watched 5 minutes of it, and he goes, I missed my son's first day of school to be at this debate.
Award that man.
Yeah, so Harvey's
him.
Chuck's the Joe Biden. You don't remember what he says 2 minutes ago.
That's not true.
Sue did make a great point, though. Like, every time you start to really start buying into something, you just get kicked right in the junk. And that's how my wife feels.
Sue, I was going to be respectful. Sue.
I've been killing it at the house, man. Cooking, cleaning, laundry, doing everything. And then today.
What is going on?
Yesterday,
I've been killing it at the house.
Yeah, my husband duties, man.
Doing the normal things a guy should be doing.
Easy. I had surgery this week nobody even knows about because I've been having sinus infections. I got a broken nose. They put a balloon in my nose. But still, I leave the surgery bed, pick my kid up from school, carry him in because he falls asleep. He's 6 years old. He's like 80 pounds. But I forgot to bring the book bag in, the backpack. Mm-hmm. So she texts me this morning. She says, "Where is Nathan's backpack?" And I said, "In the car." And so she picks up the backpack without even telling me. And I said, "Hey, where are you? You know, you want me to drop it off at school when the show's over?" She said, "Nope, I already picked it up." And I said, "LOL, cool, thanks." And she said, "I don't know why this is a laughing matter." Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God,
there goes my football weekend.
Oh, no.
So remember, I was.
You were the pants of that family.
Yeah, so I was like the Brewer. She was starting to get her hopes up. Like,
king
hey,
or castle.
Yeah, maybe I didn't marry a moron, you know, and I'm winning 7 in a row, and then just for her to get let down because the Cardinals take 3 of 4, I forget the book bag in the car.
You know, our last producer was Cody Grant.
Yeah, he's lost in love, too.
But Cody, Horvat's like Cody, because Cody, we call him the poorest man in radio, and he was like a lovable loser. Horvat's like Cody, but still with some fight left.
Harvey and I.
That's what you're like. Yeah.
Harvey and I were. He and I were walking in together this morning in the parking lot, and he told me some story this morning. I forgot what it was about, and I said, "Harvey, you got like the worst luck of anybody I know. I mean, do you ever have anything good happen to you?"
No. I got to host the.
It's all
the NBA draft. I got to do the NBA draft party because everybody else called off sick.
It's usually work related.
Yeah, so I forgot about that. Yeah, no, big things happening for me around here. I also I used to be the lead producer of the Cutting Edge Outdoor Show, which you could catch Saturdays from 6 to 8.
Yeah,
I used to get some good airtime. I told the ghost story when they're on there one time and killed it.
As well as work grievances, he just airs right on the radio.
Oh, no, I love it. I love.
And then he tells them, "Oh, I love working with you guys."
When I was in your spot, I did Whining with Winkler every week.
Did you? Yeah. I love when I throw out.
Do you
want to
do an
8-minute
segment?
Yeah,
like Hucking with Harvey or something.
Yeah,
where you just complain about stuff?
Yeah. No, I don't really want to be a complainer because my dad listens to the show and he's always like, you're complaining too much. And I'm like, but Dad, I have these fire takes.
Because you have bad things happening in your life.
Like the Rogers Revenge Tour, for example. Who started the Rogers Revenge Tour?
What's like the best thing that's happened to you lately? I mean, is there anything good that's been happening? It's like,
France beat USA. I mean, that wasn't great because I'm a countryman, but I had some scratch on that one. I took France plus like 40.
Hey, don't bring that up. Not on the air.
Oh, yeah, sorry, my bad. I'm going to step away from the mic real quick before I get a little tongue lashing later on from the boss. Good stuff happens to me every once in a while.
Your lunch, our boss is taking you out to lunch every other day. I mean, you got it going on there with the boss. You know?
I love my boss. I love everybody at the station.
That's a good thing.
I'm not angry about anything.
If your wife doesn't like you? The boss, at least you're in good hands with him, so you're good.
My wife loves me. She's just going to be angry for about 3 to 4. What's like the timetable? Like when your wife or your girlfriend, Frames, gets mad at you, like what am I expecting here? All I did was forget the book bag. But
is this what the show was like when I was off for 2 weeks?
No.
I've got no control over what's going on.
Is different from that chair where you're at, Bart, than that chair where Horvy's at right now.
How?
Well, you just cut loose, man. I like it. I like you. You know, when you're that third guy, man, you're just rolling, man. You don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know. I'm starting not to. You know, when I first started here, I was like really nervous. I'd see people in the hallways and I'd be like, oh, there's Bill. I got to be really nice. Hey, how's it going? Love the show today. Now I'm just like, you know what, man? Nobody gives me any respect around here. They steal my takes. Like every take I have gets stolen. And so now it's
time. Lunch with the boss next week. What else more can you ask for? You got a job.
What are you guys even talking about? The boss,
because you got because who cares if you got all these things going against you? At least you got the boss in your corner. That's all that matters.
All I have going against me today is my wife is mad because I forgot my kid's book bag.
She ain't the boss.
Somehow I think he'll survive. I made it through high school without reading a book. Went to college.
Yeah.
I never really studied for a test. Like my buddies would be like,
by the way, how did Horvat ever end up here anyway?
I'm a genius.
I don't know.
One day he was just here.
Let's go through my life story real quick.
Yeah.
All right.
There's not enough quarters to run in this guy right now.
I feel like Horvy was here.
Can you just talk about your boner pills so we can move on for a minute?
Well, Horvy, hey, you know what? Hey, this is going to make your wife happy. You want to turn things around?
I got a baby at home. I'm happy to leave if you're just going to be Horvat venting for the rest of this show.
No, I'm going to turn life around for Horvy. BlueChew.com, Horvy. That's what maybe you need to do right here. BlueChew.com. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. They will find the right dosage and active ingredient that is best for you. BlueChew.com. You get on with an affiliated physician. You talk a little bit with him, and he'll give you some questions. You give him some answers. Everything checks out. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to wait in line at pharmacy. None of those awkward conversations. They will ship at BlueChewy.com the ingredients to you in discreet packaging so you can enjoy them. And you could turn some bad luck into some good luck. It'll give you the confidence in bed every time. So if you got that crabby woman at home, and God knows, once you get married, that woman becomes crabby. Let's face it. And crabby because you're probably watching too many games at night and maybe not doing the right things or you're not delivering. Well, deliver every time at BlueChewy.com. Chew it and do it at BlueChew. And here's the best thing, guys. If you're down in your luck a little, like Horvy is these days, and you're not winning enough overs, well, here's the great deal. BlueChew.com, your first order free. When you use the promo code Chuck, you pay the $5 in shipping, and that's it. That's BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. You pay the $5 in shipping. So even the poorest man in radio can afford this. $5 in shipping, promo code Chuck, BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it at BlueChew.
Hey, you be you, and I'll be Horvat.
All right.
Ask me. how you think the Packers will do this weekend?
You guys brought this up. I just wanted to talk college football.
Ask me how the Packers will do this weekend. And again, I'm Ryan Horvat.
All right, Horvy, what do you think of the Packers Vikings on Sunday?
Oh God, the Packers will probably lose. Did I tell you last night I had the Lakers -7.5, and I was going to buy the point, but I didn't buy the point. And then they go out there, and then Tyronn Lue, or who was their coach last year, worst coach ever, doesn't know how to. Luke Walton doesn't know anything. He's the dumbest coach on the planet. And then I come in here, and then I'm trying to drive to work today, and I get stuck in a red light, and the red light's like taking forever. And normally I'm at this intersection,
driving, get the kids in the back seat. I got to go to the back.
Get that out of there. My wife texted me, and I'm just trying to figure out the whole thing. Meanwhile, I got to come in on Sunday because 9 producers here, and all of them are sick at the same time because they don't want to cover a Brewer game Sunday morning.
Well, this
and
is true.
Then in the morning, and then, so then I come in here, and then I'm driving. They have a flat tire, and then
my kid's soccer game. My kid's soccer game. He plays 10 times on Saturday.
I'm driving around. I got the kids in the back seat. I got to go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it.
Frames, you understand this? I'm trying to put my bets in here, and I'm trying to watch my kid's soccer game, but I got the soccer mom coming up to me and talking about, you know, how her kid, crapped on the floor yesterday and all that. I mean, same thing.
Nobody's talking to me about how their kids crapped on the floor.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Hey, we've got the sports takes you want with the laughs you need. Chuck and Winkler on the... Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Welcome to the show. If you missed the Ryan Horvath, This Is Your Life segment, you can catch that on the podcast later on, 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Javier on the south side certainly did not miss it. He was on hold throughout the whole thing.
Sorry, Javier.
Thanks, bud. Javier, hey, we're asking people how the team's going to do this weekend. Vikings, Packers, Brewers, Cardinals. What are you thinking?
So I'm thinking people are pretty high on the Packers offense. Actually, I think it's going to be 17-10 with the Packers winning. And one of those touchdowns is actually going to come from the defense.
A lot of people thinking a defensive touchdown this week. That's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's either going to be like a forced fumble or an interception. When it comes to the Brewers, I actually think they're going to take 2 out of 3. The Cardinals, they seem pretty bad against the Rockies. Yeah, they had a good game last night. But the Brewers, their pitching seems to be like it's on an upward trend. And they just really seem to be rallying behind the whole Yelich injury. So, you know, baseball is a really streaky game, and I actually think the Brewers are on an upward trend.
Thanks for the call, bud. 414-799-1250. Maybe I would like to amend my prediction. So I'm going to say the Vikings beat the Packers 21-20. I did say that. I can't predict the Brewers. I mean, I just said the Cardinals would take 2 or 3, but I've been saying this team's been done all season, and look where they are right now.
Yeah. Well, they keep surprising us, but
not all season. I said the season was over when the Brewers were 8-2.
Yeah.
I said the NL Central is over. So if the Brewers win the Central, can I please ask everyone to forget about every take I had between May and September and just remember back to April when I said the Brewers were the best team in baseball?
The first week of the season after they swept
the Cubs.
They took 3 or 4 from the
Cardinals,
I think, on that Yelich.
Yeah, remember I was saying the Cardinals should walk Yelich? He's so good against them.
Yeah. I think that's another one we got to fight with. Yeah, but of course. I was distracted a little bit. Eddie Money has died.
No.
Eddie Money died. Yeah, they just announced, you know, last couple weeks ago that he had esophagus stage four.
Yeah, he's been in rough shape for a while, man. I saw him in the Taste of Joliet 2 years ago, and he could barely get the words.
So 2 years ago, I saw him in Milwaukee. I saw him in Mohican Casino up in northern Wisconsin, and then he cut the concert short, and we ran into his daughter. His daughter was hanging out with us.
I saw the pictures of you, Shannon, and his daughter.
His daughter said,
"Miss Money."
His daughter said that he wasn't feeling well. So, Eddie Money, 70 years old. What?
Nothing.
What?
We should do like a tribute and play all Eddie Money drops.
Fair. He was on the main stage. Supposed to be at main stage of State Fair this year. That's a big story. That's a big news today.
Yeah. No. How old was he again?
70.
70.
But still performing.
One of the great, one of the underrated acts. I was always a big Eddie Money guy.
He was. I mean, I thought the last 20 years of his concerts, he kind of mailed it in a little bit.
Right. I mean, he was getting the paycheck, but he also wasn't selling out the Garden. I mean, he was playing Joliet, Illinois.
He had the TV show on Access TV with him and his family, the reality show.
It's crazy, man. Ozzy Osbourne's going to outlive all of these guys, and he was doing black tar heroin and like drinking whiskey from the bottle. I saw an interview with... Well, we're getting way off topic, but I saw a Howard Stern interview with Ozzy, and it's just amazing that guy's still alive.
Bart's getting bored with us talking about Eddie Money here. So, Eddie Money.
I'd like to break down, like, defensive schemes of the Packers, but you said that when I try to talk schematically about football, your eyes cross.
They do. I cross.
I'm just on this
I'm on this lifelong quest to prove to people that I can break down football because I learned from Madden, and then I say that, and then it's like, oh, no, now what have I done?
Well, you were getting all excited a couple of weeks ago, and you were telling me about offensive schemes and all that. I would have let you go, and I was like, oh, my God.
But I was correct on what I was saying.
Sure.
Can't you just give me the validation that I strive for from you?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Good,
is that going to be hard?
Hey, for a guy who played soccer, it was a great football breakdown. Is that what you want me to say? Hey, you never played the game. You'll play that.
Chuck play that and Winkler, let us talk about this game. Let us talk about this game. It's Packers-Vikings. We're going to take a look at the Vikings right now on Chuck and Winkler.
Let's get the opponent's take on this week's game. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. This is Chuck and Winkler on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's a huge game Sunday between the Packers and the Vikings. Both teams coming into this one 1-0. The Packers with a nice win over the Bears. I think the Vikings with an impressive win over the Falcons, 28-12. I've been down on the Vikings defense. I think they've been maybe over-touted, overrated the last couple years. I don't think I feel that way anymore, at least after week one. They looked very, very good. Now, a guy who is in enemy territory, and every Vikings-Packer week, we check in with Dave Sinekin from Whitefish Bay, living in the Twin Cities. 24 years he's been hosting this Packer preview show over on KFAN over there, Twin Cities Vikings radio. And the joke, Chuck, as we always say, he used to be at like 10 in the morning, and then it'd be a 9 in the morning Sunday show. He'd do this Packer preview show. Then 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning. I think it's now just on ham radio for him.
Sinekin, he and I have known each other since like I was in high school. He's a little older than me. And but I worked at the radio station like when I was 16, and he was like a graduate of Indiana. So he remembers when I had long hair.
Well, this is certainly the longest introduction we've ever given anybody. Dave Sinekin joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, Dave, welcome back.
Dave remembers that.
Hey, guys, and Chuck, I had hair back in the day. That seems like a long
That's
time
true.
Ago.
You had curly hair, I remember, back then.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
All right, here we are again with the Packers and Vikings, second week of the season. And Bart was mentioning there about the defense. The Vikings defense did look good against Atlanta the other night, last Sunday. Gave up two cheap touchdowns there in the fourth quarter, but... You know, this Viking team, we talk so much about the Packers and the Bears as being the two kingpins in this division. But it sounds like the Vikings are going to have something to say about this, too.
Well, they certainly hope to. They know this is kind of a referendum season for this administration. Really, it's the window's starting to close a little bit. The defense is getting older. They've managed to keep pretty much everybody together for one more year. But there were huge expectations last year, and obviously they fell off the map. And when they signed Kirk Cousins to that three-year, fully guaranteed $84 million deal, they knew they had to make things happen right away. And if they don't get to where they want to go this year, well, now suddenly Cousins is in a lame duck year. They don't have to decide what to sign him again. Do they move on? It's a really big year for the Vikings, and they really believe they've pushed all their chips into the middle of the table. They really were impressive last week, guys. I mean, I watched that game. It's like they took the Falcons' soul in the first 5 minutes. I mean, Anthony Barr sacks Ryan on the first play. They block a punt. Dalvin Cook scores a couple plays later, and they were firing on all cylinders. The Falcons didn't know what hit them. So, you know, it's a different story when they head on the road, and as you guys know, defense travels. I'm really interested to see how both defenses play. I think the Vikings facing a Packers offense that, you know, I think will be a lot better in about 6 weeks than it is now. I think we'll learn a lot about this Vikings team as they take their act on the road, but they were among the more impressive teams, I thought, in week one.
Talking with Dave Sinekin, he's on Twitter at TC Head Cheese, host of the Packer Preview on the Vikings flagship station, KFAN. 24 years has been doing that. You know, you mentioned Kirk Cousins. They pay this guy $84 million guaranteed. He throws 10 times on Sunday. Is that going to be? And I know Mike Zimmer loves, you know, running the football, and he loves defense, and I guess the passing game is just another thing there. He wishes he coached in a time before the forward pass. Is that what we're going to expect from the Vikings this year? You pay this guy so much. You've got two really good receivers, but to throw the ball 10 times, that just fascinated me.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. They're having a lot of fun with that this week here in the Twin Cities about, you know, they could probably find a much cheaper quarterback if you're only going to throw it 10 times a game. But it was an odd game, as I said, the Falcons were out of it from the start. And look, the Vikings ran the ball effectively, but they do not have much of an offensive line. They've invested in it in the offseason. They took a first-round flyer on Garrett Bradbury. He got pounded by Jared last week inside, and I don't know how well they're going to pass block. So they would love to be able to run the ball all day long and not have to rely on the pass, but that's not realistic, and I don't think it'll be realistic on Sunday. I don't think Dalvin Cook will find all the running lanes that he found last Sunday. The Packers, I think, have shown the improvement they've made athletically, physically in the front seven, and you know, it's a good test. And I think you guys, I'm sure, have talked about it. I think Green Bay defensively is going to have to shift. They're not going to get a team to drop back 80% of the time like the Bears did last Thursday night. Now, it's not going to be all run, but the Vikings do have two very dangerous receivers and a really good running back. And they're not going to be able to run all day, I don't think, on this Packer defense. So I'm really curious to see how the Green Bay defense responds. All we're hearing up here from Viking fans is, great, you stopped Mitch Trubisky. The guy's hot garbage. And, you know, and you guys heard that too. I'm going to give the Packers defense a bit more credit. I think Matt Nagy played into the Packers' hands a little bit, but I thought they passed their first test, and obviously the test gets a whole lot tougher this week.
And the Vikings have some elite receivers too, four cousins, with yeah, Thielen sure. and Diggs. I mean, those two guys are going to get used too.
Correct. And Stephon Diggs was kind of a game-time decision with a hamstring. I don't know that he's 100%. I think that's one reason they were hoping they could get away without moving the ball through the air a lot. You know, when Diggs isn't healthy, you can focus on Thielen. They don't have any depth behind those two guys. They picked up Josh Doctson, the first-round bust that was dropped by the Redskins before the season, to be their third receiver because they just didn't have an option. They didn't even look at the tight ends in the first game. Yes, they have two of the top, you know, 10, 15 receivers in football, no question. But there's not much behind those two guys. And, you know, for Alexander and King, I mean, last I heard, King is still vertical, right? I mean, he's going to play. He actually got through a game, and he's going to play in game two. And with those two cornerbacks taking on those two receivers, I think the Packers have a decent chance to stay with those guys. But to me, the key is stopping Dalvin Cook. They're still going to try to feed him, take the pressure off the quarterback. I think we'll see more of Goodson and a little more run-stopping ability in play for the Packers because they know this team's not going to drop back 80% of the time.
Talking with Dave Sinekin, Chuck and Winkler here, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, radio.com. They allow him to have a Packers show on the Vikings flagship over in the Twin Cities. All right, X's and O's are good. We'd like to talk about that. But I got to ask you about the Vikings, like, fan, like typical Viking fan. Because you mentioned, you know, they're riding the Packers and saying, oh, hey, stop Mitch Trubisky, good for you. What? Where do Vikings fans get this false sense of confidence? How can they ever throw lobs at even the Bears or the Packers when it comes to the history of these teams? I mean, the Packers have the 13 world titles, the four Super Bowls. Vikings choke every NFC championship game they get to, and if they do get to the Super Bowl in the 70s, they're blowing those too. Where do they get this sort of confidence, and are they all oblivious to how stupid they look?
I don't think they are. You know, it's been 711 days since the Packers have beaten the Vikings. You know, I get that one constantly from Viking fans. They are prisoners of the moment. They look at the Packers' last two seasons not being in the playoffs, and of course, they weren't last year either. But recent history, you know, they've had the edge. But, yeah, we can throw history in their face, but it's like they are just prisoners of the moment. They forget the past and are blind to it. But I think what it really is, guys, is just fear of the inevitable. You know, they know that they're just, you know, one wide left away from ruining their season. And frankly, that's a storyline too. The special teams, they have a new punter, a new holder. They have a kicker by default. And they know that they're kind of playing with a house of cards. They've got tons of talent all across that defense. They've got obviously skill position players that are full of talent. And they just look at all their Pro Bowlers and say, look at how many guys play in Hawaii every year. And they forget that when it comes to rings, when it comes to championship games, their success is not very good. But, yeah, they'll be full of, you know, piss and vinegar this week, talking about the recent history between these two teams and how Aaron Rodgers has struggled the last couple years. But ultimately, they know that they're just one play away from their season being destroyed, and seems to happen every year that it happens. And they just talk the big game until it happens. But I think they all know deep down inside, it never really ends well for their favorite team.
We've had a couple of bad moments as Packer fans, but I think the Seattle game, losing the NFC Championship, is probably our crowning. Of course, it was 4th and 26. there was the fail Mary out in Seattle back in 2012. But what do the Vikings look at as their crowning moment of defeat?
Well, you can go back to the 15-1 season with Denny Green in the NFC Championship game against the Falcons when Gary Anderson was perfect all season and missed the field goal that would have put them in a Super Bowl. I think that's the one that's hardest for them to stomach. But I think a close second is the Brett Favre interception against the Saints because the idea that they could hold over Packer fans, that maybe they would have as many Super Bowls with Favre as the Packers did, and they were so close to maybe seeing that happen. I think that one, maybe more recent history, is the most painful because what it might have meant to actually have a Super Bowl championship with Brett Favre as their guy. But, yeah, they had the missed, 27-yarder against the Seahawks in a playoff game here a few years back. They've got a lot of issues with kicks at the end of games going against them. But I think you ask Viking fans, those two, the 15-1 season where they missed the Gary Anderson and the Brett Favre pick at the end of the Saints game with Bounty Gate and all that that went with that game, those two are probably the most painful losses.
Are you pretty optimistic, Dave Sinekin here, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan, host of Packer Preview on the Vikings flagship. Are you pretty optimistic about what you've seen from the Packers? I mean, the defense looked very good. I think there's still some things that Aaron Rodgers needs to do to be the Aaron Rodgers that we know and love. But where's your sense on how Green Bay can be?
Well, I really am encouraged by the defense. I know it was one game, and yes, the Bears are not the greatest offense in the history of the world, but they, you know, averaged 26 a game. I think they were ninth in the league last year. They have a lot of weapons around Trubisky. So I think the defense really showed, and I think that defense, if it stays healthy, is going to be the talk of this team. And I am really concerned, though, about the offense, and I know it's 1 week, and there were things, you watch some plays by Rodgers where the blitz is really affecting him subtly, where it never used to. When he can't get a Hail Mary to reach the end zone, that's a concern. And just the new offense all around, I think it's going to take some time. And I don't know if the Packers have a ton of time with the defenses they're facing these first 5 weeks. There's not really a gimme in the group. The Broncos didn't look good, but that defense is still pretty good. So to me, the jury is still really out on this offense. They got to run the football on Sunday. You can't let Danielle Hunter pin his ears back and get after Aaron Rodgers. So I need to see a lot more from the offense. I'd like to believe in Matt LaFleur and this new system, but what we saw Thursday night against a really good defense wasn't real impressive. So I am cautiously optimistic, and I think if defense is the name of the game for this team, I'm just fine with that because you still have Aaron Rodgers to win you games if your defense has kept you in it at the end.
Dave Sinekin, appreciate it. We will talk to you again, I'm sure, when the Vikings play the Packers come Christmas week. Dave Sinekin joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. We will give you each two picks. Our six-pack of picks coming up. Our locks of the week. Last week, I went 2-0. Chuck went 1-1. Horvat, who is getting people tweeting all over the country into the Fan to give this guy a gambling show here, he went 0-2. So what the hell, man?
You know what sucks is that my picks overall on the day went like 8-2, and the two that I gave out,
we're trying to make people some money.
The two that I gave out, Syracuse just pooped the bed.
Yeah, they suck.
I'm fading them the rest of the year.
That was over by first quarter.
Except for this week, I'm taking them +28 against Clemson. Kidding.
All right, so we've got our money-making picks for you. We'll do that next. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Who's going to win this weekend? Will they cover the spread? It's time to find out if Bart and Chuck know their stuff with their six-pack of picks. Served up by Otto's Wine and Spirits, locally owned since 1945, with seven locations in Metro Milwaukee serving up the area's largest selection of beer, liquor, and wine at everyday low prices. This is Chuck and Winkler on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler on The Fan, make your stop at Otto's this weekend. Have something tasty to sip on while you're watching these games. It's our six-pack of picks, two picks each. I went 2-0 last week, not to brag. Chuck went 1-1. Horvat 0-2. We'll start with a college game and then give you a pro game that we like against the spread. Horvy, since you're the loser, you can start first and try to redeem yourself.
Well, in the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. I am going to give you guys something I would actually play rather than, that's a loser reference, back, great album. I'm going to go Iowa, Iowa State. Take the first half under 23. If you could get the hook and you got to buy it, buy it. But Iowa, Iowa State under 23 in the first half is a guaranteed winner.
Why is that?
I take the – well, I spent some time in Iowa covering both teams. Mm-hmm. I watch both teams, and I can just tell you that they're going to look to run the football a lot. It's going to be nice weather, so you're not looking at rain or anything like that. It's not going to be sloppy, but just the two styles, both defenses are going to come out. I don't trust the overall under because I think you could see some points scored in the second half, but I just know Iowa's going to want to run the football, and I'm not completely sold on Iowa State's offense. So I think 23 is just a lot for the first half.
All right, Horvy. Liking the
Frames, you got a college game?
Yeah, I like Oklahoma, Bart, going on the road. Minus 23 it is right now at UCLA. I'm usually a road favorite. I don't like that that big of a number, but I think Oklahoma, the real deal again this year. I think they're going to roll. I think they're going to roll over just a bad UCLA team.
I'm thinking of Maryland on the road minus 7.
They were impressive last week.
Yeah, yeah. I went against Maryland last week with that Cuse pick, and Maryland looked real good.
See, but then I think of when they beat Texas a couple years ago and then came out and crapped the rest of the season.
That's what I said in our picks podcast. I said there's nothing scarier than week one, week two Maryland, but then they kind of fade and they realize they're Maryland. So I'm nervous. I'm always nervous back in Maryland. I should have last week against Cuse, but I took Cuse because I felt the same thing, and they were ranked 22nd. But, yeah, it looks like Maryland's going to cover that game.
You and Boomer Esiason.
You know what I'm actually going to take? I'm going to call an audible and take Notre Dame minus a 35.
My man.
Over New Mexico.
New Mexico is bad. I just feel like when Notre Dame is at touchdown Jesus, they never cover the number.
Normally, early season, Notre Dame's always playing these close games, but there's something about this weekend. Mm-hmm. I just feel a route coming on for Notre Dame.
I just never liked Notre Dame at home.
So I'm going to put my undefeated record on the line and risk it with Notre Dame minus 35. Horvy, a pro game.
Pro game, I was torn between the Bears minus 2.5 and the Saints getting 2 points in a revenge game at home. I am going to go actually with the Bears and the Broncos under 40.5, though. I'm just not completely sold on either offense, Joe Flacco in Denver or Mitch Trubisky in Chicago. And those are two of the best pass rushes in the whole entire NFL. So I feel like that's a little bit of a trap. The Bears only 2-point favorites against that Broncos team that couldn't beat the Raiders on opening night. So let's go with the under. Under 40.5, Bears-Broncos.
There's two games I really like. I like the Cowboys minus the 6. Oh, and I like, Washington getting 6 from the Cowboys. Like the home underdog in a divisional. You know, Freeman's the rule there. Take the home underdog in a divisional play. But I'm going to go with the Lions at home getting the 2 points from the Chargers. I'll take the Lions plus the 2 to win it outright against Los Angeles.
I guess I could see that. Yeah, maybe. I like another home dog by 2. I like Atlanta on Sunday Night Football. They're a 2-point dog. I'm going to take them plus the 2.
I kind of like Philly there.
See, then why is it just 2 points?
Yeah.
Right. That's the gambler in us. Like, that was why last week I went against the Chiefs and I went against the Rams because I'm like, why is that a 3-point spread? Why is that a 2-point spread?
So you think it should be more?
No, we should just play with our hearts, man. Like, we knew damn well the Rams and the Chiefs are good football teams. They're everybody's Super Bowl prediction. So why am I taking the Jags to cover 3 points?
Here's what you should never do. Here's what I don't like doing. I never like to look at a team, look at the favorite and say, well, that other team is going to keep it close, so I'll take them. If you like a team to win it outright, go ahead. Like, I think Washington could beat Dallas outright.
No, God, no.
Which, at home? Divisional opponent?
No.
They had a 17-0 lead on the Eagles in the first half.
Do you want to have a personal bet on that one, you and I?
Ooh.
Look, we don't need more than one person around here rooting for the Redskins and then doing a morning show.
Nobody here.
Pretending to like the Packers.
Not in this building.
Yeah.
Not in our building.
Those games are on at the same time. That's going to be a problem.
Real quick for you guys, since the Bears... Broncos on the road tonight.
Yeah.
Or on the road Sunday. Right. Bears are 2.5-point favorites.
Something seems off, right?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I feel like something seems off with the Packers being 3-point favorites against the Vikings.
I feel like there's a lot of these lines. I mean, they're always tough.
I like the Bears in that one.
Yeah,
2.5-point favorites?
Yeah.
Boy, Denver, they're almost begging to take Chicago.
Hey, if you're a real degenerate, you could actually buy a point and a half, and you could get the Bears pretty much as a pick 'em for just minus 135. Oh. I think that's some great value right there, but you got to get yourself a book.
There's
here.
A reason why they have those out there. That's a sucker bet, man.
Yeah.
We're back Monday morning. Leroy Butler will leap in here at 7 o'clock.
Eddie Money dies.
Bill Michaels up next.
At 70.
Eddie Money passing away at 70. We'll take this out. Bill Michaels next. Chuck and Winkler
college
here on the Fan.
Sophomore year. I'm
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.